It's a nasty diaper. Ooh, it's a nasty diaper. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, it's nasty. Yeah. Let's get it off of her. Say, Daddy, we don't like nasty diapers. No, say, we don't like nasty diapers. No, we don't. Say, we like nice clean ones. We like nice clean ones. Yes, we do. Can you smile a little bit for Mother? Can you smile just a little bit for Mother? I bet you can. I bet you can. Can you? Ooh, what a dirty diaper. Get your shoe out of it, Stephanie. Oh. Oh. Ooh. I don't blame you. I'd be fussing too. Ooh, it's nasty. Ooh, it's nasty. Ooh, what a nasty diaper. Oh, Elsa. Just think what fun you're going to have, Elsa Lynn, when we come on R&R. Because they'll be nastier than ever by then. So they're nasty enough now. Sometimes, really, it's just all I can do to hold my nose and just, ugh. Yeah. So I sure couldn't do it and still love her if she wasn't mine. No. Her's got such a fat little bottom now. Yeah. Her's got such a fat little bottom now. Let's get you all cleaned up. Yeah. So we'll never get it out of that diaper. She always manages to get her foot in it and get it on her shoe. Yeah. So I always manage to get my foot in it. Yeah. Boy, Elsa Lynn, I tell you right now, if we could afford it, if I was a millionaire, if you wonder why my voice is probably changing in loudness and softness, it's because I'm moving all over the room, getting diapers and this, that, and the other. But anyway, if we could afford it, I would use Pampers on her all the time. They are the niftiest things. And I got some I exchanged a gift at one of the drugstores. I think I told you in one of my letters from the coffee, and got some Pampers for 12 pounds and over. And then I got some nighttime Pampers, and I just left them all boxed up and everything so that I'll have them when I come to you in Hawaii. And then maybe Deanie said surely we could find some somewhere, and said she hadn't seen any of that brand, but I'm sure that they have them over there. And boy, they're just the niftiest things. I just really do like them. And like I said, if I was a millionaire, that's what I'd use all the time, because they just keep them so dry, and they can go a lot longer without changing them than they can with a, you know, regular diaper, because it just won't soak it up like they do. And hi, Dee. Say, boy, I like to get clean diapers on. Yeah. Say, yes, I do. Say, Aunt Terry's still out at Alton. Yeah, she is. Oh, Elsa, yesterday when we got here, Terry took her after I changed her diaper and everything. And she just wouldn't let Terry hold her at all. And finally, I had to take her and try to give her some bottles. She wouldn't let Terry feed her. And then last night out there, well, nobody could get her to go to sleep. Bert and everybody tried, and Mother took her, and she went right to sleep, and I got so tickled. And then I fed her a bottle, and Liz had had her until I fed her, and then I gave her back to her for her to rock. And Stephanie just wouldn't be satisfied, and so finally Liz laughed and gave her to me, and she just went right off to sleep. So I say, I love my mother. Yeah, and say, oh, I love my daddy. Elsa, I can take your 8x10 army picture and hold it up in front of her, and she'll just look at you and just follow it when I move. I'm fixing to order a little thing that's put out by this company that has educational toys, and it's a little jet airplane looking thing, and it's scooped out in the center, and it has four little wheels on them. It's plastic, and you lay them down in it from the time they're 8 weeks on till they learn to crawl on their own. And anyway, their feet and their hands will just touch the floor, And this makes them crawl. And, you know, they say crawling's so important for developing their eyesight and their muscle coordination and everything. It said this is good to get them out of the crib and let them get down and learn to move after toys and everything. And it really is good exercise for them. And I have to order it. I can't remember where it comes from, but it's just, it's $9.95, but I really think it'd be worth it. So I've decided that I'm going to order it tomorrow, I think, so that it'll get here, because they may have to, it's not very big. And I'll clip out the picture and send it to you, so in a little article about it, so you'll know. And then I think I'm going to ask Dr. Wagner about it, too, and see if he doesn't think it's a good idea. She's just laying there, just listening to me jabber on and on and on and on. Yes, her are. I'm going to cut the tape recorder off for just a second and go rinse out this nasty old diaper. I love you and you love me. Daddy loves us three. Yes, sirree, we'll all agree we're quite the family. You're as cute can be, as sweet as apple pie. Daddy's gonna love his girl, it's written in the sky. I love you and you love me, Daddy loves us three. Yes, sirree, we'll all agree, we're quite the family. La-da-da, la-da-dum, la-dum-dum-dum-dum. La da da, la da da, la da 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 da. I love you and you love me. Daddy loves us three. Yes, sirree, we'll all agree we're quite the family. I'm sitting here rocking her now, else I've put the diaper in the sink in the bathroom to soak and. She was fussing there in the bassinet, so I had to rock her. Oh, goodness, say, I'm quite a mess, Daddy. Yeah, say, I'm quite a little mess. Oh, Elsa, I just love her more every day, and I just love you more every day for helping me have Stephanie, because after all, if it hadn't been for you, well, we wouldn't have a little girl right now, you know. I love Junior, guess. I guess I love Junior, too, because he had a big hand in it, you know, but... Anyway, I just, hug her and kiss her, and she just may be spoiled rotten, but I just couldn't care less. I want her to grow up to be a sweet little girl, and a little girl that knows that she's been loved, and that there's so many people that care about her. And like now, when she's sitting up on my shoulder, and she's got her head all snuggled up close to me, and I'm sitting here rocking her and patting her on the back, and she's so soft, and she smells so good, and I look up at your picture and just sometimes can hardly keep from crying because I just get so overjoyed, I guess, and I get so excited about thinking about you coming home. Oh, goodness. Yeah. So when Daddy comes home, we're all going to be so happy. Yeah, when Daddy comes home, we're going to be so very, very happy. Yes, we are. Don't cry. Say, oh, Daddy, I miss you. Say, yeah, I miss you, Daddy. Say, we haven't met, but God's told me so much about you. And the angels have told me so much about you. Oh, goodness, there was a sneeze. Yeah, her had a little sneeze. Oh, yeah. I'll be glad when I get the rest of my film taken up so I can sing to you. Because I've sure got some cute pictures of her. She's just smiling and looking so pretty. Oh, it's going to be a fussy girl. Let's don't fuss for Daddy. No, please don't fuss for Daddy. No, let's show him how sweet you can be. Yeah, let's show him how sweet you can be. Say, Daddy, if I could talk, I'd just tell you how much I love you. Yeah. Oh, goodness, I'd tell you how much I love you. Yeah, I would. What's the matter? What's the matter with my girl? Huh?
Oh, well, if you're so sleepy, lay down on my legs. Yeah. Let's rock this away and look. Look at that pretty flower. Yeah, look at that pretty flower.
While I was gone, Mr. and Miss Speck came and brought me a big old valentine, and it was from a little child would pick out for their mother, and it's so sweet. I just got so tickled, so I called him a while ago and thanked him. Mr. Speck never has got to see her yet. But say, maybe before too long he will. Oh, let's don't fuss. She's just looking at him. Well, get back up on my shoulder then.
Yeah. I don't know what your problem is today. No, don't know what this girl's problem is today. No, sure don't. Sure don't.
She's so sleepy, but she just won't quite give it up. I haven't said anything, by the way, to Terry about the cat, so just forget about that, I guess. I just, as long as it's real pretty and everything, well, I'll keep her outside. She's been outside all day. If Terry says anything to me, well, I'm just planning to tell her, well, that that's where she belongs, and if she would guarantee me that Taffy wouldn't be in this room every time the door's open, well, that I'd leave her in the house. But I don't want to keep the door shut, and she's always coming in, and if you leave her alone, she'll go back out. But if you try to catch her, well, under she scoots, and all the probing and the hollering won't get her out. But here's Daphne, and I came in here, and she was sitting up on the bed looking down into the bassinet, and I didn't say anything to Terry, but if I catch her doing anything that she shouldn't, well, you can be sure that I will. Oh, your folks gave us a rug to go in the living room. It doesn't quite cover it, but it's an olive green and gold and a burnt orange, and it's so pretty, and it makes the living room stay warmer, and it just makes it look so different, and I'm just real, real proud of it. And, you know, I said in the letter that if Terry wouldn't get rid of Taffy, well, that Stephanie and I just might have to move, but that was being foolish and childish, too, because I don't know how I'd ever get all my stuff out of here. And after they went and bought us the rug and everything. And it's just like you said, that right now we both have to be so patient on so many accounts. And a lot of times it's all I can do just to bite my tongue and not say something. But I realize that Terry's just human too, and so am I. And I've just got to learn to not get so upset about things, I suppose. But the days are already beginning to slow down a lot, because R&R is getting closer, and I'm up on the blackboard here in the hallway. I'm keeping track of it, and we've got 62 more days to go from today, and every day I'll change the number, and it's not, I don't think if I was working it would help anymore, because I just get so excited and impatient, and I can just imagine how I'll be after R&R. Because you'll have such a short time before you come home, and say, Stephanie and I just plan to travel all summer. I told Liz that this summer I would really like to come down to Dallas and stay a while. And Terry said, oh, what will I do? And I laughed and told her, well, she'd just have to not go to work and come and go with me. Because I said, this summer I plan to be on the move. And I really hope that I can be, that I can visit several. I had in Joanne's letter, Helton, that I sent to you, well, she was wanting me to come this next weekend, and I had told Bert and Doc I might come out there and stay with them, and I hope Stephanie's not fussy, because Friday she will get her shots. But Mother said that they told her that they might come this coming weekend down to Childress, or the next. And last night when we were leaving, I said I might come out to Olton, and Doc said, what? We were going to Childress, and he was laughing, and I said, well, I'll just come out here anyway and stay by myself. And I thought he was just teasing. I didn't know they were planning to. So I told Mother that really I kind of wished that they'd go on this weekend. And then I'd go and stay with Joanne, because Jim has guard meeting this weekend. And I'd really enjoy, I just never get to visit with her. But if they don't go to Childress, well, then I'll go to Joanne's. And I need to know, let her know pretty quick. But anyway, I went off and left the car bed at home that Mother and Daddy gave us. And I really could use it, especially after I take the bassinet back. I didn't ever say anything to your mother last night. If she had gotten in touch with Helen, I'd written to Bert and told her to ask Helen about the baby bed. But I just decided to wait
until I could get this little chest of John and Gail's up to Mr. Specs for him to put in the attic. Then I'll take the bassinet one day, maybe Friday, if I go out to Alton and leave it and pick up the baby bed and bring it in. And goodness, I don't know where we're going to put it. We're going to have to do some rearranging of furniture or something. It might go in this corner all right, though. I don't know. If it did, it sure would help, because then I wouldn't have to move my chest and things around. And I guess I'm going to have to write to Chom and Janelle. They never have been over to see Stephanie. And I started to call them a while ago, and I said to myself, no, I've decided to cut down on my long-distance calls, and so I'll just write them a little note if I get the chance. And, well, enough of all of this madness, I guess. I just am still rocking Stephanie, and so I'll just hold her and finish the tape by telling you, Elsa Lynn Miller, I love you so much. You'll just never, ever, ever know how much. And, oh, I just have played your tapes. You may laugh, but I've just played them really thousands of times. And every time I just feel a little bit closer to you and just enjoy them so much. And, oh, they help me when I kind of get impatient and down in the dumps and everything. And I know that you have so many problems of your own, and I just, like you, appreciate so much you let me talk to you and tell you just exactly how I feel and how much I do love you and how much you mean to me. And I don't know, this last week while I was at Mother's, I just started having the worst time sleeping, and I still will toss and turn a good little while because I can see your picture, or I'll be laying in bed thinking about you. And it's not especially that I'm down in the dumps and I'm sad and everything, but I get to thinking about things we used to do when we were out on the farm, and how we used to go into Amarillo and spend the night, or we'd go to Lubbock and go to the show. And I got to thinking one night about, oh, after I had surgery, and how much happier we were then, and just how very important you are to me, and just even the little things that I'm sure you don't remember, I do. And I cling to these, and they mean so much to me. And, oh, I don't know, I can just, the night before you left, and the week, or the night that we spent in Lubbock by ourselves before you left, and I'll think about us going to Dallas before you got drafted, and things we did down there, and I don't know, just everything, things we did with John and Gail, and it really helps. It makes me sad to a certain extent, yes, but still it makes me remember how very, very happy that we were and that we are. And sometimes I close my eyes and squeeze them real tight and just try to imagine how you must look now and how it is to, or would be, just to be able to reach out and touch you and feel your skin. And I can close my eyes sometimes when I'm in bed and start thinking about you, and oh, I can really remember how you even smelled. I can remember the Jade East, and that's when I start getting lonely and really homesick for you. And I don't know, I was thinking, laying in bed the other night, thinking about when we got married in the Friday of the rehearsal dinner, that you came in early and I was in the living room and you walked into the bedroom so quietly, and I just looked up from the chair and there you were, and how I ran and threw my arms around you, and oh, you just smell so clean and look so yummy, and I could smell the Jade East. And it's little things, Elsa, like that that really help make your being away a lot easier. And of course, then our couple friends have all been so marvelous and just so sweet and make the time go so much faster too. And I just know that I've started reading now, which really helps. And oh, goodness, you know, I've got all these books up here, and you said that probably I'd never get them read, but I've started and really enjoyed them. And tomorrow while I'm out, I'm going to get you some NTZ and then bake you some cookies, and I have a few more pocketbooks that Don gave me before Christmas, and I'll put them all in a box and send you a great big spaghetti box, okay? I know you're probably just dying for NTZ, and I just don't blame you, but I will get that done. And I didn't think about it yesterday, or I would have stopped and picked it up then, but I thought I'd get you about 5 or 6 bottles, and maybe that'd last you for a little while. And I hope when we go to Hawaii, maybe we can find it at the commissary. I don't know, things are so expensive over there and so hard to get. Today, before Mother Nettie left, she fitted this dress pattern to me that I told you about, or I think I did, that I had gotten before I got pregnant. And it fit just fine, so she took the washable net that I bought at Childers back with her, and she said she'd make it, and when Bert and Doc came, well, she'd send it back by them, and send the baby bed too, or car bed, so that I'd have it. And this little girl's just sleeping away in my arms. Now, I'm not spoiled. No, not one little bit, I'm not. This old sweater of mine is so rough. Probably will rub the little girl. I kissed her last night right on the forehead, and she's still got the lipstick on her, and it just won't come off. I've just scrubbed it, and it just won't come off. I don't bathe her every day. I may bathe her every couple of days. They say as long as you keep the little bottoms clean and put baby lotion on them, well, that's fine. And I haven't stuck her, you know, completely in water yet, because I'm going to wait till it gets a little bit warmer before I do that. And say, oh goodness me, I'm sleeping so sweet. Yeah. Oh, Elzaline, you're just gonna love her to death. She's just precious, precious, precious. I get to thinking about Hawaii, and I don't think I can stand it. Tomorrow when I go to Dr. Benson, I'm gonna ask him about suggestions of what maybe I could use instead of birth control pills to keep from getting pregnant, because I know there's several things, and of course I know there's something that you can do, but I'd like to talk to him and see what he suggests. And I get to thinking about our first night there and how it's going to be, and I want to look so nice for you, and oh goodness, I just can't wait until you can hold me in your arms and squeeze me and talk to me and tell me how much you love me in person and tell me how important I am to you and how you can just, make love to me and how I can make love to you, and we'll just be so happy. And sometimes, Els, at night, it's just all I can do to tell Missy just to be patient, and as I know you try to tell Junior, and it works both ways, let me tell you. And, I just feel like that we're going to be one of the few couples that when we're old and gray, that we'll still be in love sexually, too. And I hope that we are. I really, really do. And you're just so important to me, and I just say a prayer for you every day. And just hope that you're feeling well and that you're getting more rest than what you have. And I just hope that you remain safe, and I try not to think about it too much, but just leave it up to the Lord that His will be done. And just know that soon you'll be coming home, and there'll be somebody else to take your place as you took someone else's place. And do you hear from Benny now very often since all this trouble started up? And I wrote to Dwight, you know, before I went to Childress, and haven't heard from him, so I really need to sit down and write him another letter. I hope they haven't moved him on somewhere else. But Darlene's husband is away, and she said that he wasn't in the worst part of it so far. He's in the 1st Cavalry. She said they've moved all the 1st Cavalry there to Way, and that'll be their home base now, but said it's so big that she really never knows whether he's in the fighting or whether he isn't, and he doesn't comment on it too much. And she showed me a bunch of pictures Saturday before I left of them in Hawaii, and I just get so excited. And I want you to be sure and read that letter of Deanie's now I sent to you, because she sounds like she's just so excited for us to come. And I know she's so worried about Vince, because he is at Tansong Nu, or whatever it is, and they've been having trouble there, and he's tired and overworked, as everybody is. And I think our visit to her will really help her, Elsa. I really do. Well, after this tape runs out, I've got to sit down and write some thank you notes. We got, you know, some more gifts, like I said a while ago. And I guess I better quit babbling on and just tell you again how much I love you and how important you are to me. And I just can't wait to get my hands on you and just hug you and kiss you and smack all over you and make wonderful sweet love to you and make you happy. And I know, darling, that that'll help relax you more than anything. Oh, by the way, have you checked on calling the Mars system yet? I know you must get so aggravated with me going on and on and on and on about calling through the Mars station, but I just think it'd be so wonderful if you could, before you go on R&R, and maybe tell me, you know, Sandy, we're going to get to go a certain time, or even if you don't know, just to call. I just think that would be the grandest thing. You'd have to pick me up and dust me off. You really, really would. But Ronald said it just helped him so much that, of course, it made him lonely too for Becky, but said yet it really picked up his spirits to hear her voice. And I just think it'd be the most marvelous thing in all the world if you could do it, but I know you're awful busy and everything, and I'm so glad to hear that you're the chief clerk there now, and of course I'm just proud of you just all the time. I really am, and the whole family is, and I'll just be so glad when you get home and we can have a home once again and can be by ourselves, and I just don't care what you do. I just am going to leave that up to you for you to decide now what you think you'd like to do and everything, because I just don't care at all, just as long as the three of us are together. And I hope we can take a trip, and I just think the hemisphere would be just more fun. I really, really do. It's a good little ways down there, but after all, when you got home, we're not going to be in a big hurry to do this, that, and the other. And I think that we could stay here about maybe 2 weeks, a week or two anyway, and visit with your folks, and then go visit with my folks, and then go on to the hemisphere, and just take our time to really go where we want to, and see who we want to, and just the three of us be together and get all united again. And I just, oh, can imagine how it's going to be. And like I said, when we get to Hawaii and when you come off of that bus and see your daughter, I just can't wait to see the expression on your face, Elsa, because she's just an angel. And I just love her so much. And I just love you even more, darling. And I just have twice so much to live for now. And I'm just so thankful for the Lord, for you, and for really, Elsa, how wonderful he has been to us since we've been married and since you've been gone especially, because without him, Elsa Lynn, I truly mean this, I just couldn't face it, I really couldn't. But when I get down in the dumps and blue, all I have to do is just talk to him, and just like he was a friend, and just talk to him in my mind. It doesn't have to be out loud, because I know he's listening, and I know how much he loves me and how much he loves you, and he's blessed our lives by starting us a family, and we had a good experience in the hospital, and you have a good job, and you're safe, fairly safe anyway, and pretty soon you're going to get to go on R&R, and if it isn't in April by some chance, well then it will be after that, and we'll get to meet you. And oh, I just want to bubble over sometimes, because I love you so deeply and so very, very much, and you're so understanding, and you'll listen to me, and you respect me and my opinions, and you leave things up to me, and you tell me what you think, and I tell you what I think, and we just get along so marvelously. And I just hope that this tape will help to perk up your spirits a little bit, because it even perks up mine talking to you. And we've slowed down so much on sending tapes, and I just hope that I'll take a little bit more time now, because Stephanie's getting to where she's a little more settled and she sleeps a little bit longer, and I can get a few more things done, and which makes it a lot better, because right at first they are so tiny and you just, you know, have to be with them pretty much all the time. But she's straightening out now and being a pretty good child, and I'll have more time to tape and things, and I would love to send you one about once a week, and if I could just get one from you just ever so often, it would just help so much. And it doesn't have to be a long one, but just one telling me how much you love me and everything. And I've got these two that you sent to me, and I imagine I'll just tape over them and send them back, and because they're in such good little containers. And when you do get a chance, just sit in a little corner there by your bed or something and just forget everybody else and forget the noise and tape to me. I know it must be hard. And I just appreciate you so much, like I said, going to the office after you work all day and you're so tired and taping those two tapes to me because they just mean so very, very much to me. And I sent a letter to your folks while I was home telling them to check on the crib for me. And in the letter, they got it Friday. Well, anyway, in the letter, I told them that I had had a letter from you on Wednesday, and you were talking about Stephanie and how important she was to you and how important we are to each other and how much you thought of your parents. And I just told them, darling, that I just hope that they realized how much that you did love and appreciate their love and how much that I appreciated them for making me feel such like a true member of the family always. And I was just happy we could give them a grandchild. And I do hope you'll sit down and just write them a little note and just let them know, mostly in the letter, just let that be it and let them know how much you do love them, because, oh, it would just mean so much to their hearts, Elsa. It really would. And just like when Mother, Dad, and Daddy leave, and me being able to just hug them and kiss them and tell them how much I love them, I know meant so much to them. Well, the tape looks like it's about to run out, and your little daughter's just sitting here sleeping in my arms while I rock her away. And I know that in her sleep she's dreaming about her daddy. And when she smiles, that's what I always tell everybody that she's doing. And I just want you to know before the tape runs out, darling, that I love you so very, very much, and you're so important to my life. God bless you and keep you very safe for us. And Stephanie sends you a great big hug and kiss. And I send you a big hug and thousands of kisses and squeezes. And Missy tells Junior hello, and she loves and misses him so. And we're going to be just fine, darling. And just don't worry about it. And just trust in the Lord. And just write to me whenever you can, because your letters mean so very, very much to me. I don't care if it's just a hello, how are you, and I love you, goodbye. It means an awful lot. Goodbye. I love you, goodbye.